You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parashas Emor, the psukim immediately after Sheni, say the following. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Aaron that a person, asher yeh boi mum, lo yikrav, lahakriv lechem elikav. Such a person is disqualified for doing the avoida in the Mishkan, or in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is why? So Reb Zalman Sorotskin, father of Reb Bor Sorotskin, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tel, Zechayin Levrocha, in his Pirish Aznaim L'Torah, says that it seems that the fact that a Baal Mum is disqualified seems to contradict the Pasuk in Tilim, Leiv Nishba V'Nidche Hashem L'Sivze. Someone with a broken heart, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is partial to. So this person who has a Mum, why is a Kodesh Baruch Hu not partial to him? So very briefly, he gives two different answers. The first answer is that the Kohen who does the Avoida is doing this Avoida in public. And that being the case, the public perceives, if a Baal Mum would be qualified, that the servants of Hashem appear defective. And this is disrespectful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second pshat which he gives is that when the Pasuk says that the person has a broken heart, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is partial to him, broken heart refers to something which only Hashem sees, which is beloved to him, which is a person of humble spirit, possessing humility. It's not referring to somebody who has a physical disability. It's something which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, and even if they have a physical disability, this does not mean that they are humble of spirit and that they possess humility. Now, the Me'ein Shel Torah has a different approach, very fascinating, that in the Psukim it seems to hint to us what the reason for this is, that a Baal Mum is disqualified. Mishum shegoli v'yadua lifnei Hashem izbarach, asher hu keil deos, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is all-knowing, he knows eiza neshama, a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the nature of the neshamas that he puts into human beings, and he knows which ones are eligible and worthy to bring korbanos. He knows those which are inappropriate for this job. And he says, "Vu oisa eifo esa adamahu lebal mum leman lo yuchal likoravis el avoida." The fact that this fellow is born with this mum, with this blemish, with this disability, is a way that we can recognize that this person, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, does not want to do the Avoida. And he says that this that it says, "Kol ish asher boi mum, kisha'ata roya odom shiyesh boi mum yehevi yedua loch, ki lo yikrav," that this is a simon by which we can tell this is a fellow that should not be doing the Avoida. Shebe'etzem eino roi mitzad nishmose lahakriv korbanos. So if we may say, the mum is not the reason he can't be makriv. The reason that he can't be makriv is the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows which neshamas are suitable, and those that are not suitable, he gave them a mum so that we should be able to recognize that they should not bring korbanos to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So dear friends, it's obvious that there are people who may have disabilities that disqualify them from doing the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, or even in our times, where there is no Beis HaMikdash. But there are people who have disabilities which negatively affect their life, and they feel bad, and they may be tempted to have complaints to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why do they have this hard luck which negatively affects their existence? So to this, the Chofetz Chaim has words, it seems, of Nechama. On the Pasuk, Atzur Tomim Po'oloi Tzadik V'Yoshehu, which is a Pasuk in Hazinu, which translates that Kodesh Baruch Hu was known as the Rock, who is perfect in all his creation. And he is the personification of Tzidkis and Yashrus. So he says that we people who live on this earth, who have a limited range of sight, we may think or wonder, why is it that certain people have hard luck? And couldn't the Ribbono Shel Olam have avoided, in a manner of speaking, giving this particular person these things that make his life difficult, these disabilities? And he brings down the briefest of stories, which I'm going to say over in Yiddish, with Greinemann in his Pirish, and Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah on this Pasuk. Pam shor Chofetz Chaim es ish echod al metzovei. Chofetz Chaim once asked a person, "How you doing?" So the person had said, "Sevolt nish gishat abisl besa," which translated means that, and I suspect that this statement could have been given with a krech, which is with a sigh. The person answered the Chofetz Chaim, it wouldn't be so bad if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't make it better for me. So he says that the Chofetz Chaim answered this fellow, von vanet vestia as es volt nishgishat. How do you know that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give you this thing which you perceive as better, that it would not be to your detriment? Hashem is Baruch Veist Besa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than you. When Er is a Rachum V'chanun, and the Rabbeinu Shloim Hot Rachmunis of Yehuda Yiddishikin, and Er will give him Besa and can give him Besa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you the best for you, and could give you better. When Vibalt get Nit Besa, being that He's not giving you this thing that you perceive that would make your life better, is Givis, is Azoy good. That means that we have to believe that whatever we got is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands is the best for us. And this, dear friends, not only is Divrei Nechama, but if we can integrate this, it's very hard, but if we can integrate that we accept our lot, that not only is it Divrei Nechama, but we are demonstrating Emuna, and we get tremendous char for accepting our lot and having Emuna as Mohab Magitta Tat in Himmel, as I always quote from my grandmother, this Villa Rabbitson from Los Angeles, Aleh HaSholim, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help, as the Ebishtel, that in Alle Gibben, Zachen, was mit der Kennen, Egur Git, that we should be able to recognize the goodness which a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, even though sometimes it's hard to figure out, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us credit for trying our best to figure it out, and in this Chus, that we will do this, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us a Gliklach Leben. You should see Dervis Yishorim Mevorachim Gesintahet Menachis from the Kindle. You should go now to Gabolas HaTorah Ki Ishechot Belev Echot Be Mechazik each other. That is one of the great lessons of the Sfira and the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Our job is to make each other feel better at this time, so that we should be able to come to Ishechot Belev Echot, which will enable us to be Mekabel the Torah, which will further enable us to be roi to see the Gula Shalema B'Mehera for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.